News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You thought it was over. No, it's not over yet. That was a little Mardi Gras mambo, because in the house we have our friends from WSRE this morning, and I'm very pleased to have Jennifer here, and I was writing down all their titles. I have to get these right. We have Jennifer
Nisbell,
mm-hmm. who is the Director of Development and Community Engagement for WSRE, and Marley Warner, and she is the Development Coordinator for WSRE. Did I get it right?
That's yes. right. Thank you for having us.
So they are here not so much to talk about development, but this is sort of the fun side of development, right?
Yes.
So tell us what's going on with WSRE. We've got a big event coming
our
up.
Our signature event, yes. actually. So the Wine and Food Classic. This is going to be our 34th annual Wine and
really?
Food Classic.
Oh
yes.
my gosh.
And I feel like most people in town have heard about this event, have been to this event before, considering it's happened for 34 years. Really, it was the first of its kind in Pensacola, this wine and food pairing.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we pick a different theme.
Right.
And this year we're going with the New Orleans theme, which surprisingly we had never done before.
Yeah, that is kind of surprising,
I know,
actually.
Right?
I yeah.
mean, everyone around here loves New Orleans. I mean, the food, the music, the beverages,
oh, yes.
the fun, the people. And so we're like, this is great. Let's definitely do New Orleans. And, you know, we used to do this event in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year we decided to move it to the spring. And we did that because, you know, Pensacola is very fortunate to have so many amazing nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably know, there's like a charity fundraising event, like, or five every single weekend.
Yes. You could probably be out every night in this town at this point. It wasn't like that 20 years ago, but it certainly is now.
Correct. Yeah. And fall is the busiest time, and we thought, let's move this event to the spring. And it just so happens that, you know, we're doing this event just a couple weeks after Mardi Gras, so
mm-hmm.
it all fits in. And we keep saying, listen, Mardi Gras has not ended. We're bringing it back, the Wine and Food Classic, on Saturday, March 29th.
Okay, so mark your calendars now. Saturday, March 29th.
March 29th. And like I said, every year we have a theme. We have kind of a little tagline. And so this year it's Ça c'est bon, which means that's good or it's good. You know, everything mm-hmm. about this event is
going
to be
so
good.
Yeah, what you want to say good. After you eat something delicious.
Mm-hmm. Sauce bon.
Sauce
bon.
Oh, sauce bon.
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
So good. So that is our theme and our tagline. And this year, we're going to be doing the event at the WSRE studios.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we move it around every couple of years, and we have such a beautiful space, a huge performance center there on the Pensacola State College. And we wanted to, this year we're doing a lot of new kind of really cool things, and it has grown. This year we have added so many things
mm-hmm.
that the spaces we've used before we've kind of outgrown. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it at our studio, and it's going to be inside and outside.
Oh,
there's going to be
fabulous,
so much activity.
It's great weather that time
yes.
of year. It should
yes.
be beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, how fun.
So
okay,
March,
so talk about the event itself, because some
yeah.
people, I've been a couple times. I actually even had to do, a few years ago, was involved in a skit or something. I don't even remember what it was, but it was for the WSRC Wine and Food Classic. It was so much fun. And it was involved a bunch of people and chefs. I can't remember, but it was hilariously funny. That's all I remember.
I love that. We should do another skit. We haven't done that in a minute. But
you do have a whole lineup of things that happen.
We
so
do.
Give the times. And
yes.
Again.
Our marquee event is called the Walkabout Tasting.
Yes.
And that is going to be from 7 p.m. To 10 p.m. there at WSRE Studios on Saturday, March 29th. Tickets are $65. And we have a lot of things going on there. We have an MC. We have always have great entertainment. And this year, we are bringing in Corey LaDay Zydeco and his band.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, he's amazing. He is a multi-Grammy nominated Zydeco artist with, you know, generations and generations of his family from New Orleans there. He's an expert in Creole culture and traditional Zydeco with blues influence. He's really diverse and great. There's going to be a lot of great wine and some beer there. And then, of course, we have a lot of great food. Marley, why don't you talk about some of the restaurants and chefs we have coming this year?
And so, this is a competition for them, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so they have to be on their best behavior.
Yes. If you haven't been to the Walkabout Tasting before, we have numerous local chefs. This year we have 18 local chefs that represent local restaurants, catering businesses. Some are new and some are returning. Some haven't been here for a few years and they're coming back. Maybe we got them excited with our theme this year. Mm-hmm. And each of these chefs will have a station set up where they'll be giving out tastings, little samples of their dish, and it's all Cajun or Creole, New Orleans or
soul food
inspired. And some amazing restaurants we have represented this year. We've got Atlas Oyster House, we've got the Fish House, we have Drift at the Beach, we have Grand Marlin, we have Cora's Custom Creations. She won last year for our best chef, actually.
We've
got Salt, we've got Scenic Hills Country Club, and there's a lot more where that came from.
That's a real variety, too. I see Sonny's Barbecue is on there.
Sonny's Barbecue. Fun fact about Sonny's Barbecue. Yeah. Eldon Scott over there, he is actually doing a twist on Earl Perot's jambalaya recipe.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a Sonny's twist.
WSRE
legend.
Each chef has to pick something with that flair, you know, that Cajun, Creole, whatever. And they always put their own personal spin on it. So you know there's going to be a lot of, you know, gumbos and jambalayas and maybe some oysters and shrimp and all
they've
the good
been,
stuff.
They've been sending me their recipes or their titles of their dishes. My mouth is watering. Every time I open an email, I just can't wait. And whoever comes to visit the Walkabout Tasting, you'll get to vote on the People's Choice.
Oh,
so
great.
So you'll get to pick your favorite. And then we have some amazing judges.
Yeah, so there's two different competitions. Mm-hmm. We have a very esteemed panel of judges that go around and taste everything and pick one winner for the Earl Perot Best Chef Award. And those judges, you know, one thing about Wine and Food Classic is we always try to bring in a celebrity judge and someone from the PBS universe. So this year we're bringing Chef John Besh back to Pensacola.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to be one of the judges. For those of you that don't know Chef Besh, very well known. He's a Louisiana native. He's a James Beard Award winner. He has like 4 cookbooks. He did a PBS show for a very long time. He has like 8 restaurants in New Orleans. So he's going to be one of the judges. We also have Ronnie Rivera, Dr. Brent Vadeau, and Dr. Ellen McKnight.
My name's not on there.
No,
I'm teasing.
For next year, I guess.
I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Okay, we will be back in just a couple of minutes. We're talking with our friends from WSRE about the upcoming Wine and Food Classic you're not going to want to miss. We'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. And we have our guests from WSRE. Jennifer is here and Marley, and they're here to talk about the Wine Food Classic coming up.
Yes, WSRE's 34th annual Wine and Food Classic, Sauce Bon, our New Orleans seasoned event, will be on Saturday, March the 29th at WSRE Studios. We'll have 18 local chefs featured that evening. We'll have some wonderful wine. We'll actually even have some beer tastings from Coastal County Brewery this year. And we will have the Grammy-nominated Zydeco musician, Corey Lede Zydeco, all the way from New Orleans.
Wonderful.
And also, we'll have the local brass band, 9th Avenue Brass Band, starting off the party with a second line.
Who doesn't love a second line?
It's going to be so much fun. Tickets are on sale right now. They're selling quickly. So go onto our website at WSRE.org/events and you can find tickets to our Walkabout Tasting for $65.
Yeah, it's really a deal for everything that you get.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you get tastings from 18 different restaurants. It's, you know, all you can drink wine. We've got beer this year, which is something new. It's usually just the wine. And then
we even have coffee for some of our non-drinkers out there.
Well, and also
PJ's.
You can barely have lunch anymore for 65 $65.
Yeah, I mean, that's seriously.
That's a steal right there.
Yeah, and
music and entertainment. Yeah,
yeah,
this sounds phenomenal. And all the proceeds from this do benefit WSRE.
That's
so maybe
right.
we can take a moment and talk about some of the things y'all do for the community.
Of course.
You're one of my favorite organizations. So
thank you. Well, WSRE is your local PBS station. And we, you know, a lot of people say that we're trusted, we're valued, we're essential. You know, PBS is America's largest classroom. Mm-hmm. We have five stations on air. Our main channel, we have a Create channel, and we have PBS Kids, 24/7 kids programming. You know, it's trusted education. And everything that goes on PBS Kids also comes along with research-supported learning resources. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's free and accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, our five stations, as long as you have a TV and an antenna, you can get our stations. And PBS just does so much. Aside from just the programming that we do a lot of community engagement and events, and we really try to tell the stories and share the stories of our local community members and organizations. We support the arts. We're always talking about the different arts organizations in town, tell a lot of historical stories. We've done some great documentaries to talk about stories of some folks around Pensacola. And
it's commercial free too, which is really nice when
yes.
you're watching a documentary story like that and you get a chance to really see the whole thing without interruption.
That's right. And yeah, so it's just... It's free and accessible to everyone, and we have great news programs. It's non-biased news. Everything is just factual that we do, and so you can really trust when you turn on WSRE PBS that you are, and especially for your kids, it's mm-hmm. just good quality educational programming.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of the money that we raise from the Wanna Food Classic helps support the mission of WSRE.
And all these different programs. And there's some programming that I love Radio Live,
mm-hmm.
which is a fun, y'all do that, correct?
Well, no, that's actually the local NPR station, WUWF.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was saying Studio Amped.
Amped, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Oops, my bad.
Which is a television version.
Gotcha. Studio Amped. I knew there
yes.
was, okay,
Studio
there you
Amped,
go.
Our 14th season comes out this month.
Yes, because I've been seeing ads for it. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be out, and I think next week is one of our first new episodes coming out.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
We've been doing that for a long time as well. So.
Yeah, we also have some new programs coming out with Steve Nissom. We have the Sports Spotlight, where mm-hmm. he's telling, like Jennifer said, local stories in the Panhandle area of these incredible
athletes,
these student yeah. athletes, and we are telling those local stories here at WSRE. There's a lot more where that came from.
Yes.
Oh, that's
from
great.
CBS.
That's great.
And, you know, I do want to mention quickly, a lot of folks come out to support this. We have really, really great sponsors for this year's Wine and Food Classic. And just to name a few, Mrs. Jane Merrill, I think most folks know who she is. She's so kind and generous and supportive of so many things, and we're grateful to have her support. We've got Scarlet Magazine and Faces, Pensacola News Journal, VIP Pensacola, Cox Communications, Cat Country News Radio.
Yes,
of
we're
course.
There. Of
You're
course
always
we're.
There to support us, and we're so grateful. And then we have a lot of other folks, Jackie Falzone, Dr. Reesberg at the Reesberg Institute. Our chairs this year are Dr. Brent and Luis Vadeau. They're also sponsoring Margie and Alan Moore. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We have a lot of great sponsors, and we definitely could not put this event together without their support.
Well, we really need the community support now. It's all ready to go with the music and entertainment and food and wine, and tickets are only
$65. And all you have to do is get on our website, wsre.org/events.
Okay.
But we're selling quickly.
And the date is March 29th.
Mm-hmm. It's
Saturday.
Saturday, and it's 7 to 10 p.m.
Sounds like fun. Now, is it a Mardi Gras theme? Should we be dressing Mardi Gras one more time?
You could, definitely.
Dust off those beads. And
yeah.
I mean, you already have. You probably didn't even put them away at this point.
Right.
You're still on your dresser.
Oh, and that's another thing. You know, we're going to have a lot of the crews represented
at
the event as well. We've got some of the crews coming out and parking their floats to kind of help us add to the atmosphere.
How fun.
So we're gonna have some of the floats out there. We've got the crew to Carnival that they're going to come out and volunteer in their beautiful costumes. You know, it's a carnival theme with
yes.
all the feathers and stuff. And Priscus is bringing their float, and Crew of Blues. And so, I mean, there's something for everyone. It's going to be a great party.
Yeah.
This is one you don't want to miss. Talking with our friends from WSRE about the upcoming Wine and Food Classic. We've got to take a break right here, and we'll be back to give you a few more details before we go. So stay tuned to News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts are Jennifer and Marley from WSRE, telling us all about the upcoming Wine and Food Classic in its 34th year.
Yes.
So tell us everything. Just recap for folks who just joined us.
This is our signature fundraising event, Wine and Food Classic, like you said, the 34th year. Every year it has a theme, and this year we're going with a New Orleans theme. Our tagline is Ça c'est bon, which means it's good or that's good. And we know every time you taste one of the dishes that we have at this event, you're going to say, ça c'est bon. It's good. It's good.
I love that.
The Walkabout Tasting is our marquee event. It's going to run from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, March 29th at the WSRE Studios. There's going to be 18 restaurants there.
Gosh, those are all local restaurants, right?
All local restaurants.
That's
and
amazing.
Everyone's dish is going to have some sort of Creole, Cajun, soul food, New Orleans kind of theme to it. And there's so much going on there as well. We have Billy Harrell is going to be our master of ceremonies. This is an interactive event, so all of our guests get to place their vote on People's Choice Award. So they, as they walk around and taste all 18 dishes, they have a little ticket they can drop and say
fun.
Who their favorite is. Mm-hmm. So there's two awards given out. There's a People's Choice Award, and then the other award is the Earl Perot Best Chef Award that is given out by a panel of judges. And this year we have celebrity chef John Besh joining
That's
us.
Big time celebrity chef.
Big time.
And James Beard winner. He had his own shows.
Four cookbooks. He has 8 restaurants in New Orleans. I mean, he is a Louisiana native. He knows New Orleans food like nobody else. Mm-hmm. So a true expert judging on that. We also have our event chair, Dr. Brent Vadeau, who's also from the New Orleans area.
Okay.
So he knows all about good New Orleans food. He's on the panel. Ronnie Rivera from Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A lot of folks know him. And Dr. Ellen McKnight, who is a part of the Earl Perot Scholarship there at Pensacola State College, so she knows a lot about Earl Perot and great food as well. So they'll be judging all of the dishes for that award. We're going to have great music. We're going to start off with a second line from 9th Avenue Brass Band. That's a great local band. And then we're bringing in Corey LaDay and his Zydeco Band. He is a multi-Grammy nominated Zydeco artist, global performer. It's going to be a great party.
Okay.
Tickets are only $65.
Real quick, where do you get them?
WSRE.org/events.
And they can also walk in to get them too?
Walk in or call us.
Okay. All right. Thank you both so much for being here. Our friends from WSRE, mark your calendars now. March 29th, Wine and Food Classic. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again tomorrow.